In today's episode, I'm talking about why it's so important that we take the time to reflect on how far we've come on our journey. And I'm trying out a new morning routine, getting up at 5 a.m. and it's my first review of how it's gone. This is how legends are made. Hope you're doing great wherever you are. In today's episode, I just wanted to kind of share that I had a bit of reflection time over the weekend with some friends, and the thing I wanted to share with you particularly was just about what they had mentioned about some of the videos I've done on Instagram. And the videos in particular were about my experiences with counselling, the ones I've been kind of on recently. I haven't covered much on the YouTube channel for about it, so if you're going to go to Instagram, you can check them out there. But broadly, the premise was I needed to get some help with a couple of challenges in my life that had kind of come together due to relationship ending. And I brought kind of to the fore things I need to address. I documented that journey for each session I had, and those sessions were around 6 sessions, and they've kind of ended. The counselor felt that that was necessary for where we were at, and I'd made the progress needed. But the reason I'm talking to you about it is that, talking to friends over the weekend, they reflected how impactful these little 3-4 minute videos had been, not only just in the content. It was more about how impactful they were in how authentic they were. And they noticed, no, they said to me, have you actually gone back and looked at your videos? And I said, well, I haven't. I mean, I haven't had the time really to go back and look at them and reflect on them. And they said, you really should, because I think you're going to notice how much you've changed and how much, obviously the information is good, but how much you've begun that journey. The reason for mentioning this episode was that I find it's interesting how we can often forget what we've done because we're so focused on what we're doing right now or maybe into the future. And I suppose it was a reminder to say, actually, you know, we kind of forget sometimes how far we have come on doing certain things. Even if the progress has felt like it's been small steps, we kind of don't look back enough. I often refer to a story that I've used when I was crossing a river with my daughter. The river was more like a stream height, but it was strong and she was quite young. I think she was probably about 6 or 7. And she was nervous. And I said, well, look, hold my hand and we'll walk across. And it was up to my knees at the most, and so up to her tummy, but it's okay. But we'll walk across. And she was nervous, but she took each step and we crossed over the kind of like pebbly riverbed. And she was still nervous we got through. And about halfway through, but slightly beyond that, I actually stopped her in the middle of the stream, in the middle of the river. And I said, just take a moment. Whilst I know you're concerned about where you are, look how far you've come, literally in those words, and asked her to turn around and look. And she hadn't realized how far she'd come from the shore and actually how close she was to the next shore. And I think that's so true of what we do. We kind of forget that we're so busy doing what we're doing or focusing on the next thing, reflecting where we were a year ago or 2 years ago and think, wow, I would have dreamed of wanting to be the person I am now, achieving some of the things. Okay, maybe not everything, but the person I was would have loved to have been the person I am now. And so this conversation made me think, you know, it's worth reflecting that, you know, we probably had a longer journey than we realized, but that doesn't mean we haven't changed. And it's worth reminding ourselves that, you know, where we started from or where we have been. And so today I've been working on just confirming some clients for the rest of the week and the beginning into July, which has been good. Prepping out my week, what I try and do either on a Saturday, Sunday, or if I have to do on a Monday, is to actually just look at my kind of targets and the goals I want to achieve and kind of laying those out to making sure they're achievable. I kind of find with lists sometimes we can do a whole load of things, but sometimes we can't actually action them to particular days. So by having a list, going through it, I can then just apportion things to the week and kind of keep things at a steady pace. So that was my morning, planning that out. I had a conversation with a friend on the phone, and now I'm going to be working for the next 2 or 3 hours before going to do school runs and then hitting the dad frame or the dad focus for the rest of the evening. And that's kind of been my day. The week's going to be hopefully good. The one thing I did was really good, trying out this week as much as I can, fingers crossed I can achieve this, has been to do kind of going to bed earlier and getting up earlier. So this morning I was up around 5:20 past 5 in the morning. It was still light. Got up, I went for a run, did a 5K run, back, had a meditation, even before the children are up, and did that, fixed breakfast, packed lunches and so on. But I'm making a concerted effort to get up a bit early to see how that is for me. I'm interested to see if actually it's better. The reflections I had so far on today have been that when I've woken up, I thought I'm kind of awake. I could sleep, but there's things in my mind. I don't think there's going to be a lot of benefit from trying to sleep. So I kind of like got myself out of bed. And I was happy to go for a run because it's, you know, I like doing it. And running for me is great. But if I have it within the daytime, what happens is that that eats into all my other things I'm doing. And it kind of just kind of puts a big hole in my day. So having it in the morning is great. The idea is then I can run my normal day, get everything done, work, clients, whatever it may be, or content, whatever it may be. And then towards the evening, have an earlier night. So I'm thinking at 10 or 10:30, kind of just head on the pillow. That still gives me these 6-7 hours sleep, which is kind of good, kind of normal. But it's nice to see how it's going to progress over the week. I kind of like it. I like the idea. I want to see if I can follow through. Sometimes it's kind of like, it's a nice idea. It's all great on the first day, but if you're feeling tired by day 3 or 4, you're thinking this is less fun. So I'm going to see how that goes in the next few days. I've enjoyed it so far. I think it's nice to start the day a little bit earlier. You have the kind of the reach in the day. You can start it. You can get things done. I'd say even something as kind of pleasant, as nice as a run or meditation, that leaves the rest of the day to do other things. So that's what other things I'm going to reflect and share with you in today's episode, just things that I've been doing for me. But as always, I'm going to leave you wishing you well, and I hope you're having a fantastic day wherever you are, and I'll catch you on the next episode. This is how legends are made.